Next on Radio Romania International, you're invited to World of Culture.
Welcome to World of Culture with us, Vlad Palcu and Justina Irimia. In 2012, we mark 160 years since the birth of Romania's greatest playwright, Ion Luca Caragiale, and 100 years since his death. Ion Luca Caragiale, who was born on January 30, 1852, and died on June 9, 1912, holds a special place in the history of Romanian literature. He is one of the first Romanian writers to enter the circuit of world literature. Caragiale is also one of the great classics of Romanian literature, whose work has passed the test of time and are quite popular, widely read and admired by readers of all ages. Last but not least, Caragiale is the Romanian playwright whose plays have known the largest number of stage versions. Caragiale himself, who impressed his contemporaries with his extraordinary sense of the situation comedy and use of comic language, used to take part in rehearsals and discuss the subtlest meanings of his plays with the actors on stage, which certainly contributed to the so-called Caragiale style of performance on theatre stages, still valid today. The writer even shocked his contemporaries not only through his plays, which were considered quite daring for those times, but also with his lifestyle. He was a journalist, playwright and a publican.
Well-known Romanian critic George Galinescu depicts Caragiale in his pub, actually a cellar located on Gabroven Street in Bucharest, where he could be seen presiding over the tables and giving orders to his employees with a self-sufficient, bossy attitude. Here is one of the humorous definitions Caragiale gave to art. To create is to choose rough elements out of the shapeless chaos, to meld them into a whole and cast them into a mold imitating life, to an extent to which that form of life is significantly different from anything else. The power the artist has to recreate life in his art is called talent. Talent is therefore the expressiveness that some artists have, as opposed to the irritability that everyone else has.
Writer Ioana Pârvulescu wrote two books on Caragiale's works, In the World of Mitica, published in 2007, and The World as a Newspaper, The Fourth Power, Caragiale, brought out by Humanitas Publishers in 2011. The latter looks at how the Romanian dramatist managed to remain as topical nowadays as he was one century ago. According to Ioana Pârvulescu, the immediate reality was adjusted to journalistic standards by the writer's fellow journalists, his contemporaries, while Caragiale himself operated a further adjustment, this time to aesthetic standards. A sound, intelligent reader is bound to laugh at double distortions that make everything a cliché, dull or too dramatic, too pathetic, highly exaggerated. Here is Ioana Pârvulescu.
În primul rând, a avut geniul de a prelua nu numai subiectele de gazetă, fiindcă acest lucru l-au făcut și alți.
Caragiale had the genius to take over the topics generally covered in newspapers, as other writers did, as well as the faults of this style. We must bear in mind that he did that before 1900, that is before the avant-garde trend in literature, and that was quite an act of courage. And reading this kind of literature, which was so similar to journalism, was quite a shock to the public of the time. That is why I admire those who understood him, like critic Titu Maiorescu. I could say that it was natural for his contemporaries not to understand him.
To celebrate the Caragiale year, the Marin Sorescu National Theatre in Craiova has scheduled a series of events to be held in September under the headline Caragiale Week. His plays will be staged on this occasion by the theatre in Craiova and guest theatres from across the country.
Director Mircea Cornișteanu, head of the Marin Sorescu National Theatre in Craiova, says he is a big Caragiale fan. He has staged each of his plays several times and even compiled a show based on letters written by the playwright. In anticipation of this year's commemorative events, Mircea Cornișteanu staged a modern-day version of Caragiale's A Stormy Night back in November 2011.
Caragiale a scris Noaptea Fortunată atunci când a scris-o la sfârșitul secolului XIX, adresându-se publicului.
Caragiale wrote A Stormy Night in the late 19th century, with the people who lived back in those times as his target audience. But I'm sure the same Ion Luca Caragiale would have written a similar play today, about the same kind of people. My version of Mr. Dumitrache, the arrivist, upside type, is a man who gained wealth after the 1989 revolution and was possibly a police officer before. He is a small owner who had enough money to buy a beautiful old house, dating back to the late 19th century. He installs a giant neon sign that reads Veda, his wife's name, on the front of the house, as is the custom for many of his fellow citizens.
Early into the Caragiale year, the Film and Drama University was given, as a token of recognition, a star on the Street of Fame in Bucharest Times Square, as part of a project the Metropolis Theatre has been running in Bucharest.
We offer a star to an institution. It is an exception, but we can afford that, since it is for the Romanian Drama School, which bears the name of Caragiale. I thought it was most appropriate to highlight the event in January, when Caragiale was born. It is a sign of recognition for all the notable actors and directors who graduated from the drama faculty, but also for all the future great actors who take academic training there, said George Ivașcu, director of Metropolis Theatre.
And now listen to the Paulus Oratorium by Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy.